Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, Sebastian, Summit Edward.
Hey, Sebastian, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm good. It's Thursday, one day closer to Friday, so can't complain. did you have a little bit of time to talk right now? I just wanted to follow up on the web registration we had received.
I have a little bit more time right now.
Okay, great. So what were you looking to do? It looks like you're looking to bring on a little bit of capital for the business. Was it for some upcoming projects or some operational expenses or things of that nature?
We want to make some... the thing is, we're running for right now very, very crazy busy. So I need to hire more people. I need to expand my finish line. And I need to buy some extra, equipment. So that will be, material, equipment, and some, some tools, extension,
okay.
That's great. Another thing which I need to buy another bigger travel trailer, because we have lots of jobs which we're doing. Our radius of work is about 150-mile radius. So, we're doing a lot of custom projects, and now I will need to have, just the room for more people.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay at the project, so.
Are you commercial or residential, or do both?
No, we do both.
Do both, okay. Okay, and, it sounds like this is an immediate need. So what takes precedence? Do you need the trailer more than you need the capital, or do you need both equally as bad?
No, we need both in the same time pretty much, so.
Okay. So as far as the capital is concerned, was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
The thing is, I just took like a month ago another capital loan from what's that company? On Deck,
okay.
But which I don't like that. I would like to have longer term. They couldn't, offer me the longer term. I need to take it what they have at the moment. But I'm looking for something which will be longer term, not for 6 months. I'm looking for something like at least, 12 or 18 months would be the best,
Sure. We have programs that go actually up to 24 months. Yeah, I can actually push for those longer terms for you. And as far as that term is concerned, so you want the longest term possible, and then that dollar amount, what do you need, or what were you looking for to...
That depends, because, if I can get some separate loan for the trailer, which I need...
Yes.
That will be other deal, but, if they need to be combined, that will be different story,
Okay, so we do have two separate programs. So we could get you the trailer with our equipment finance program, and then we have our working capital program. So we could do two separate transactions, basically.
Okay.
And the loan for the trailer is, a secured loan. It's rates right around 4%, and it can go up from there. That's 2 to 5 years in length with a monthly payment, and we don't require a down payment. Typically, it's just a first month's payment.
But what I can tell you is I have over 50% of that trailer already covered, because my trade-in is coming in.
Okay.
So that 50% of that trailer will be covered on my side, So
sure. So you would
need to cover another 50, not even 50%. You guys need to cover about 45% of the rest of it.
Okay. And how much would that new trailer set you back, or how much is it? It's going to be
For the trailer which I need, it's about, I think it's $11,000.
Okay. And is this a new one or a used one or?
No, that's the slightly used one. It's 2015.
Okay, so $11,000 for that, and then so if we're gonna do two separate transactions, the $11,000 for the trailer, and then what would you need for the growth of bringing on the new employees and marketing and all that good stuff?
That also depends, because if I can get better terms, longer terms, so I would like to pay off that on deck which I have. The balance over there is about $25,000.
Okay.
So if I was going to do that, then I would like to do pay off that and take maybe another $10,000 on the top of it.
Okay. Okay, so pay off the OnDeck net to $10,000 for the operational expenses. We can do that for sure. There's just a couple questions I need to ask just to qualify you for our program.
Yes, sure.
It sounds like you're familiar with working capital. Our working capital program is based off the sales from the year previous for the business. We're able to land 10 to 12% of that. Would you happen to know a ballpark of what you did in sales last year?
Last year, total revenue was $750,000.
Okay. So we can definitely make what you need available. And how would you rate your personal credit? You know, is it above average, maybe average?
Not very good because I have a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
From the company, everything is under my credit. So whatever, a little slight of the payment, it's just showing on my credit,
Well, not to worry. We do deal with credit tiers A through D. I've helped folks that had sub 500 credit, bring on capital as well. So, not having the best credit doesn't disqualify you by any means. And this loan would actually go on your business credit, so it wouldn't fall under your personal credit.
Oh, that would be good, because what I'm really struggle with, in the past I need to take a lot of credit to my personal secure, so everything, if you look at my credit, everything is under my personal credit, And
gotcha.
Whatever which I try to buy personally, I have a problem because my credit, and I have a hard time to explain it to the people. It's like, oh, this is business, this is paid by business, this is paid by business, that is showing on my credit. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this would not appear on that. This would be help build the business credit. And how long have you been in business?
I'm in business from 1999.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. 1999. And have you, seen growth each year, or is this year it just kind of exploded? And
You know, the thing is, I know this year kind of jumped up, especially the first part of this year was kind of very slow. But right now, jump like crazy last month or so.
That's
over
great.
A month, maybe like last 2 months, So looks like we got the projects already booked for middle of the next year. So
that's fantastic.
Last year, that was not the case last year, but this year that's the case already. So, I was doing revenue like a couple years ago. I was doing the revenue about a million and a quarter, of the revenue. But then, last, I think, 3-4 years, this business slowed down, but looks like it's picking up like crazy right now.
That's, and that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, the only problem is right now, to find, adequate help for it, but, looks like I have some luck lately, so.
Okay, and you know,
everything goes the right direction.
Great. And Sebastian, are you the only owner? Or are there the partners in?
Yes, I'm the only owner. I'm the 100%.
100%. Perfect.
Yes.
And,
sure, in the company.
Okay. So it's a real simple process to see what we can make available for your business. We would just want to look at 6 months of bank statements to verify cash flow, the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify the sales from the year previous. And do you already have quotes for the trailer that you're looking at?
Yes, I have a purchase order for the trailer with the numbers. Yes, with the trade-in and the total, price.
Okay, and then lastly, we would, and I can actually send this out to you in an email of what we would require. We'd want to use the information on the OnDeck loan, just the current balance, or even the first page of the contract itself, just knowing the balance. And is it a daily or a weekly payment that you're doing with them?
No, it's a daily. It's a daily deal.
Okay, what are they drawing daily? Do you know by chance?
It's about $267.
$200. Okay. Yeah, if you could provide the first page of the on deck contract as well, and that's all we would require for underwriting to, you know, package your information and run it through the.
I have the online account. I mean, with them, so I can give you a printout of that online stuff, online statement what they have over there.
Perfect, perfect. You know, I'll put that all in an email for you, and I could have it out to you in about 10 minutes. You know, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me regarding our program?
No, I think that will be all. I just need to see the numbers on the paper, how this looks like, you know, then. And maybe okay. Have some more questions.
Sure, sure. So I will put that email together for you right now and have it out to you. And then would you want me to give you a couple of days to look at everything and then follow up with you?
You know, I would rather, you know, move forward on this pretty quickly. So okay. I was going to get you this morning.
Perfect.
I will be back in the office in about 30 minutes. So I was going to put that stuff together for you and send it in.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Then I will get on it right now and I'll have it over to you very shortly. My direct dial will be on there. So any questions, gathering the information, please give me a call. I am here to help.
Perfect. Sounds good then.
All right. It was great talking with you today and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Sebastian. Bye.